This is Bianca.
Hi, Bianca. Good afternoon. This is Honey from Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Yourself?
Awesome. I'm doing good, doing good. It's been a good day. Thanks for playing.
All right, that is good to hear. So, yes, Jundi, I am actually calling to go ahead and do an account review with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got an account
review?
Yeah.
I've actually seen your message. And, yes, I actually called last month and spoke to Lauren. Did she inform you that I called to do an account review?
No, but you guys usually call me on my number. And she did not, but Lauren no longer works here. So, from this point, you'll be just speaking with me.
Yes, you. Okay, got it. Thank you so much for letting me know. So, okay. So, let's go ahead. Let me go ahead and share my screen with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we're going to check how are the leads so far. Let me send you a text message.
Cool. You gotta do something.
Okay.
I gotta do something.
Okay. Sure.
My mom just called out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Amari? Hi.
Let me know once you're able to see my screen, okay?
Okay. Hold on one second. Yo, I'm Justin. I'll be in the house, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that. Hey. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can see you, Shereen. I'm sorry, a little chaos going on.
Okay, no problem. So, let's see. Let's start from the last time you got a call with the account review was on February with Tanya. So she was your account manager, and unfortunately, she left already the office, so that's why I was the one who called back on March. So let's start from February. Okay, let's do in the leads so we can make comparison and how are the leads going. So let me just filter this one. So let's do February to March. Let's say February 1 to March 1. Okay, there you go. So from February 1 to March 1, we were able to accumulate 20 leads total.
Mm-hmm.
So majority are actually from your Google Verified campaign. There's one scheduled here. Let me just note it here very quick so we'll have a reference. Then let's go ahead and do March 1. March 1 to April 1. Oh, this one is actually a very good one. 51.
Yeah.
51 leads. March. Okay, 51. You've pretty got a lot of calls and leads on the previous month. Could you share how was this leads? I see you've got a lot of scheduled calls.
Yes. I mean, they were great. I mean, you know, most of them, you know, most of them, I switched them over to customers. You know, so this last month was really, really probably my best month in a while that I've seen. I don't know what, of course everything is getting warm and everything is starting to happen. But whatever we did last month, I definitely want to continue to do it this month. I don't know if I ran out of money last month or I came close, but I don't want to run out of campaign money. Okay. So whenever we're getting close, we need to add more money so we can stay, just stay up to date. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually checking as well on that one. So for the month of February, February leads 173, and then this one, we've got some credits, 1-2. So yes, Deonte, you are actually eligible for an increase of budget. Because right now, we are already exhausting your budget, which means that you are actually getting a lot of leads. Last payment that we did to your account was yesterday. This was actually for March leads. We billed 1223.38. So, yes, we can definitely increase your budget this time because it's showing that for the past 2 months, you have actually hit your budget, and that means the campaign is doing well, and we can go ahead and give you more leads if we go ahead and expand the budget.
Okay.
Yes. How much would you like to go ahead and add for our budget?
So how does that work? Do I have to I have to add it ahead of time?
Yes, we will have at this point we actually need to go ahead and add a budget because this makes sure that you have enough budget for the month of for this month to spend. Because what happens is that, for example, we have 1-2-32. This is actually your budget for the at the moment. So if ever we hit this one or very close to this one, the ad will eventually stop. It's not that you need. So of course we see that it's very few. This month from previous month is actually very good. So definitely this month will be the same. So we want to make sure that we have enough budget for you to cover the leads, and these would continue to come for you.
So, and how much is my budget right now, you said?
$1,232.57.
How much more should, I don't know, how much more should do you think is doable right now for me to?
Maybe we can add $500 today. So that your total budget is 1.7.
Okay, so 500. Let's do. Can we do 300 today?
Oh yeah, certainly.
And then let's do 300 today. And then, is there any way we can just in the next few weeks make sure we're good? If we got to add another 200, that's fine. I don't mind.
Okay, no problem. So what we will do is that we're gonna go well. For the add-on budget, let's see. So that means after 2 weeks, we will go ahead and review your account and see where your budget is, and then we'll check if it needed more budget for additional. So, okay. So I'll be billing you $300 today. That will be additional for your Google Verified budget, and then 2 weeks from now, that's going to be the 21st, I will contact you. Then we'll check how much budget you left, and then we'll check if it can cover for the next 2 weeks or the following 2 weeks, or should it be enough, or if we need to add more.
Okay.
All right. So far, actually, your account is doing very well based on the leads that we're getting you. This number, actually, from if last time, so for the previous month, that was only like 28, and then we almost doubled it. So this is very good, good performance.
I took over, I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but I took back over the phone. It's been about, I would say about a month now, I took back over. And I know you guys said last time, like, just making sure answering the phone in a timely manner and available. So maybe that helped out a little bit as much with the flow of, you know, the customers as well. I don't know if you received my other message. So I called another company. It was out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mean to call them, but after I got off the phone with them, they sent a text message, mm-hmm. right? Is that mm-hmm. something that we can do right there? Because that was, it was very neat and tech savvy how they, you know, it was, I liked the way they did that. And I don't know mm-hmm. how they did that, so.
This is something that we'll have to check with my team first. I know because we have code tracking for you. That means we're not supposed, I'm not sure if they are going to be marking this one as marketing text, which is actually not allowed. But let me check with my team on this one, Deontay, and then I will get back to you on this, okay? I'll check with them if this is something we can do for you.
Not a problem. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. So everything else is going, you said, it, you know, everything is going good the way it should be going.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Deontay. Based on your okay. performance, leads are actually going in, which means everything is doing very well. I just need to make sure you continue collecting your reviews, okay, for these clients that you get. Yes, it's very important that we continue to collect your reviews, as one of the things that Google actually will check is that how your reviews are going. So it plays a very big role on how Google will be suggesting you to other businesses. So we've okay. got 102. Well, this is really great. So, yep, could just continue collecting your reviews, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Right, perfect. So you will see a billing of $300 adjustment to your account today. You will be billed today, and then I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Deontay. Anything else I can help you with before I go ahead and let you go?
No, ma'am. That'll be all.
All righty. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.